Flexovit Abrasives in Angola was among the hundreds of buildings that suffered a major roof collapse from the weight of this November storm. Yesterday, Flexovit President and CEO Thomas Calabrese led a tour of the company's newly rebuilt facility.
It's a joy for us. When the devastation happened, it brought tears to our eyes, not only on the business, but also for our employees, being out of work and struggling to meet their mortgages and other things.
Flexovit has been slowly bringing workers back, and Calabrese says they're now up to about 85 employees.
To have them back, and they work very hard. Our employees are the best in the world, the most committed. They worked in a difficult environment, never complained.
The company makes industrial-grade abrasives for cutting and grinding metal. And rebuilding involves lots of new equipment.
We have the most automated, most modern abrasive manufacturing facility in North America and most likely the world.
To mark the occasion, Flexovit received a commendation from Congressman Chris Collins. He credits Calabrese for staying in Western New York.
There's one thing we know about New York: the highest taxed, most regulated, least business-friendly state in the nation. And yet Flexovit is thriving here because of the workers and the commitment of management to invest what they have to invest in technology.
Calabrese says Flexovit plans to hire more employees in the near future. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.